We're up to the pasuk of Hashem Shimcha Le'olam. Hashem Zichricha Le'dor V'dor. The Rekech, the Goyim, they say that the Pshat is that we say Hashem's name is Le'olam, is Zesh Mi Le'olam. That's the shame of Yod and then Hey. Hashem Zichricha Le'dor V'dor is Zesh Mi V'Zesh Zichri. Like Shashin Nechta V'Ni Nekro. That we don't say Hashem's name the way that it is written. So the Dar V'Dar, the way we say it is with Aleph Dalet, it's called Aleph Dalet. And then that's the Dar V'Dar because it's only in this world. But Lasan Lavi, it will be with the complete one of the shame of Yud and then Hey. So that's why we say Hashem, the shame of Yud Ke, Vav Ke, Shim Chalaylam. That is forever, this world and next world. Because that's the Zeshmi, Hashem Zichricha. What's not the Shem Hashem, what's in Be'etzem, but what's the Zeich of Hashem Hashem, the way that we read the Shem Hashem, and that's why the Shem is of Hashem, but it's not the shame that the way it's written, that is the Dar V'Dar only in this world. Reb Shem Shofar Harsh adds that we say, Hashem Shimcha Le'olam. Le'olam, we said over from Shem Shofar Harsh already, and he says it again over here, is from the same Shayush as Lahalim, the high. So we're saying is, Hashem Shimcha Le'olam, Hashem, your name is hidden, the essence of Hashem is hidden from us in this world. We don't see the full Taikif of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. We're not Zaychet to see it. Hashem Shimcha Le'olam, Hashem, his name, the full aspect of Hashem, many parts of the Midas and Haggis and the essence of Hashem, we're not Zaychet to see. But Hashem Zichricha L'dor V'dor, we get remembrances, simanim, remazim, through seeing the actions of Hashem in every generation. We have a zecher to what Hashem is. Hashem in His essence, we're not zecher to know, but we get constantly in every generation zicharim, remembrance of what Hashem is, and that's what we say Zichricha L'dor V'dor. The remembrance of Hashem is forever. Hashem b'shamayim heichin kisei. Hashem put His kisei in the shamayim. Because the Iker Shechina is in the Lamas El Yaimim, the Mepharshim explain. But His Mashallah reaches everywhere, even in the ground. Even though the Kisei of Hashem is in the Shemayim, still His Malchus reaches everywhere, even in this, the ground. The Mepharshim explain that the goof of the reason is because anything that's on top, it's a Mashal, that anything on top is always the ruler. Whoever is above always rules over what's underneath it. So therefore Hashem, whose kisei is in Shemayim, rules over everything in this world. The Binyan Itim and the Malbim add that Hashem b'Hashemayim heichin kisei. Hashem made and made firm His kisei in Shemayim, that He made that haggis of the world run through the Shemayim is like the royal chotzer. The workings of the world work through the Tzva Hashemayim, because that's where the Kisei of Hashem is. But still, Machusei Bechol Mashallah, Hashem sometimes changes it, can feel what's needed. He changes the Mazalis from what's needed to change things in this world, can feel what people deserve or need. Now these two psukim, the Alshak adds, that this pasuk of Hashem Hashemayim Heichin Kisei is referring more so to Golus, where the Shechina was nostalgic from this world and went up to the Al-Yaynim, that you shouldn't think that it's a Chsar in Chas V'Shalom, because the Ikr, we're saying, the Ikr Shechina is Be'al-Yaynim. So even though the Shechina left this world, it's where it belongs, in Shemayim, because that's where Hashem was making Kisei. This is the where Hashem planted firmly His Kisei, was in the Shemayim. And therefore, if the Shechina went up, back up to Shemayim, it's the way the Malchus of Hashem is supposed to be, and then nothing's missing. And you should know that even though the Kisei is now, not like it was in the times of Beis Hamikdash, but now it's in Shemayim, still Malchus Bechol Mashallah, because there's nothing missing from the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being in Shemayim, because that's the way He created the world to be run in such a way that the Iker Shechina is Be'al-Yaynim and not Be'tachtayim. Now these two psukim are talking about the times of Golos. The next psukim are going to be talking about the times of Mashiach, that the next pasuk is Yismuchu HaShemayim V'Sagal La'aretz. The main title of these psukim we already explained. In Haidu, we're not going to explain it again, just to add. We say, Yismuchu HaShemayim, the Shemayim will rejoice, the Sagal Arts, and the land will be happy. when Mashiach comes. So our monk explains the reason for this is because when Mashiach comes, there'll be the Shechina will come back to the Tachtaylim, it'll be Zgalik, finally, Yisbarach, B'chol Ha'olam. But Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Shara Shira, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu, Masha Shechina, Amitak Simcha, Chazal Talas, Simsachim, Vashraz Hashechina, one needs Simcha. So then we say, Yisbukha Hashamayim, Besog El Aretz, the Shemayim and Aretz will rejoice, and therefore they'll be Zayich Vashraz Shechina, and we can have Vashraz Shechina even in Tachtaylim. And it says, that's why the Mekubalim say, the Ramaz is, the first letters of Yisrael Hashemayim Vesagal Aretz is the shame of Yud, then Hey, then Vav Hey, because when we zeich to the shame of Hashem B'mluoy, the way that it's written, be by some Mashiach to merit such a level, we need that it should be Yisrael Hashemayim Vesagal Aretz, because then we can be zeich for the Ashrat Hashchina when there's Simcha. Vayemru Vagoyim, and the Goyim will say Hashem Molach. So the simple way we're told to read Hashem Molach is that Hashem ruled in the past tense, which is l'chayr shver. We should say Hashem Melech, Hashem is ruling in the present tense. So we'll see a minute in the next pasuk, but the of Hashem Melech that the Shalom disagrees and he says Melech means Hashem rules currently, and Melech means in the past, not like we have it. But l'fi the Shalom himself says that many don't learn like that, and they learn Hashem Melech means in the past tense. So one has to know, why do we say Hashem Malach, Hashem ruled? Why do we say Hashem Melech? At that point, they're coming to that card that Hashem is ruling. Why do we say Hashem Malach, that Hashem ruled in the past? So Victor Miller explains this to be that when Mashiach comes, the guy will realize that not only from then on is Hashem the king and they have to serve Hashem and be obedient to him, but they'll realize that through the thousands of years that they thought that they were doing everything, before they were Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they thought they were doing what they wanted, and they were fearing the world the way they wanted. They were in control, they were in charge, they were in power. They'll see that really Hashem was manipulating the world to be the way it was, and the entire time that Hashem was the Melech. That's what they're saying. Hashem Melech, that they'll realize, even in the past, for the last however many years it was, till Mashiach will come, the guy will realize that they were never in charge, but it was always that Hashem ruled everything. Not only will they come to that card that Hashem is the Melech Mikanel Abba, but they'll come to the realization that everything that happened till now was through the Ratzon of Hashem. Hashem manipulated it to be the way it was, the way he wanted it to be, because Hashem was the king then too. Then we say Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimlech Le'elam Vo'ed. There is no such pasuk of Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimlech Le'elavad. It's a combination of three psukim. Mishir Shapikas explains that the reason we do this is because what we're saying is that that there is no hefsek by us, that there's no shinui by us in the Malchusa Yisbarach. We're saying over Hasid that there's never a time, even in the darkest of times, there's never any differences in our Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, but in all times, in all places, it's always the same. Now, the way most Mefarshim explain is Hashem Melech, Hashem is currently the king, Hashem Molech, Hashem was the king already, Hashem Yimlech, L'Olam Vayet. Seemingly, it's out of order, and the Mefarshim speak about why it is like that, because seemingly it should be Hashem Oiver, Hoiver, and Asit. And the Shalom in Siddur Taka says that is the way it is. Hashem Molech, Hashem Melech means Hashem was the king in the past. Hashem Molech means Hashem is the king, and Hashem Yimlech Le'elavad, Hashem will be the king forever. And explains this to mean like this. Hashem Melech, Hashem is in his essence a king. Hashem Melech means it's the title of Hashem. Why? Because a regular Melech needs people to follow him in order to be a Melech. But by Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not like that. Hashem Melech, Hashem in his essence is a king, and there's no klal of Emelech Bayam. And therefore, even before there were people in the world in the past tense, meaning before Bria Sa'ilim, like we'll see from the guide, Hashem Melech, Hashem was king, even in such a state. Why? Because Hashem in his essence is a king. Hashem Melech, Hashem is a Melech, and therefore he was able to be a king before the world was created. Hashem Molech means the present tense, that there's people in the world, and Hashem is the pu'ula of ruling over them. Molech aleihem, he's ruling over them. The action of ruling over, that's the hoiva, that's the current. Hashem yimloich le'elavad, Hashem will always be the ruler, because that's the other hoiva of the asid. Now the Gaon explains that what does it mean, Hashem melech, Hashem molech, Hashem yimloich le'elavad, that the Gaon says, Hashem melech, the guy learns not like a shlomo, but melech means current, but and molach means past, and yimlech means the future. So the guy explains that the melucha of Hashem is where chet is not pagan. Hashem, molach is before any chatoim, before bias ha'adam, before man was created, there was no chatoim. So therefore Hashem, molach, Hashem ruled in the past. Hashem, yimlech of the blood will be a vice of Mashiach when there will be no more chatoim. What does it mean, Hashem Melech, that Hashem is constantly the king? So on this, the Gaon explains, it's referring to the Olamos, where Chet is not Pagim, and the Shemayim, where Chet is not Pagim, doesn't have the ability to rule. Over there, Hashem is the king. Because wherever there's Chet, that's a steer to Malchus Yisbarach. Because Malchus, the Gaon says, is when we're recabled by ourselves, not through force. So if a person's being Chaita, it's felt in the Kabbalah of Malchus Yisbarach, that he's accepting it on himself. The yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he had accepted himself with the fullest. He wouldn't go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, only where there's no chet is the meluch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be also full in this world. Then we say Hashem Melech Olam Vaed. Hashem is the king forever. We don't say Le Olam Vaed, but Olam Vaed. Shalom Shalom Hirsch explains this to mean Olam Vaed means without any hefsik. Hashem is presently, currently the king without any hefsik, and it's always like that. That's why it's not Hashem Gimlech Olam Vaed. But Hashem Melech Olam Vaed means it's through all time without any stops, without any breaks. Ovdu Goyim Be'artsoi. So simply it means that the Goyim were taken out of his land. Now, seemingly it should be the future that Hashem will take Goyim out of his land. Why do we say Avdu Goyim Be'artzai? They took out Goyim from his land. So with this, there's a few Pshatim. The Yaimit says that it means, really, it's going on the future, it's not going on the past. And Avdu Goyim Be'artzai means that a Maimer of a Navi, a Nevuah, the Dvar Hashem is Kilu Nase, it's like it was done already. Therefore we're saying, it's true it's in the future, but it should be in the eyes of people, Kilu, it was done already. And that's how we're speaking about the future in a past tense, to say, Avdu Goyim Be'artzai, that it should be Nechshav, like they're already taken out of the land of Hashem. Others say that it refers to the future, to the past and to the future, that just like Hashem took out the Zayin Amid, when we came to Eretz Yisrael, so too Hashem will take Goyim out of his land. But some Rishayim seem to say that Eretz Yisrael doesn't just mean Eretz Yisrael, but it means the entire world, because the entire world is the Eretz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean, Avdu Goyim Be'Eretz Yisrael? So Shem Shofar Hirsch explains this to mean that it will be Avdu Goyim Be'Eretz Yisrael. The concept of Goyim. Now we have different nations in the world. There's Shivim Umis, the 70 nations of the world, and then there's Klal Yisrael. Los Olamei, there'll be Klal Yisrael and everybody else. We'll be out the Kul Shkam Echav La'avodah, like we say in the Yom Niroi, with everything, everybody, the Goyim are going to be put themselves together to serve Hashem, Shkam Echav, like, together. Therefore we say, of the Goyim, it will be lost, the concept of Goyim, of nations, Me'artzei, from the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning from the entire world. There will be no more separate Goyim, there'll only be Yidden, and not Yidden, but there won't be separate Goyim. The concept of the Goyim will be lost, because there won't be any more different cultures, different religions. It will just be, there will be no more self-identity to the different Goyim, it will just be Goyim that are being Oyvei Hashem. But not as separate nations, but as one concept of non-Yidden, they will all be Oyvei Hashem, without any more of their own identities, their own cultures, and their own religions. Now we say Hashem, Hei Ferat Zaz Goyim, Hei Mi Makshav Yisabim. So, Hashem Hefer Atzas Goyim means Hashem breaks the Eitzah of Goyim, and Hashem prevents the Machshavas of different Am. I'm sorry, Hashem Hefer maybe means prevents, and Heini means to break the Machshavas of Am. So two things have to be explained. What's the difference between Hefer and Heini, and what's the difference between Machshava and Eitzah? So the Goyim explains that Machshav is what a person thinks on his own. Eitzah is what somebody else tells him to do. So we say Hashem Hefer Atzas Goyim. Hashem is made for the Eitz of the Goyim, and Heini Makshav Isam, what they think about their own. Now the Sikh Yitzchak, the Talmud of the Goyim, explains that Heini is with force, stabbing it with force. Hefer is without forcing the person, without taking away his Kayach HaBechiro, just circumventing it and stopping it from happening. That's the difference between Hefer and Heini. Then we say the next pasuk, Rabbis Machshavis Blevish, a person has many Machshavis, the Atzas Hashem Yisakum. So the Farshim point, and about the Eitz of Hashem stays, the Farshim point out two things, that by Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's different than a person. A person has many different machshavas, many different thoughts how to do something, but Hashem, there's only one way. And we'll see next week the continuation of the next pasuk based on this. But there's one way that it's supposed to be, and it always stays that way. It doesn't deviate from plan. But a person has different, many different plans. So a person has many different plans how he wants to do something. But the atzis Hashem, the way Hashem wants it, he sakum. That's the way it's going to be. That is the steer to his bechira. A person can be bechira as he wants. But at the end of the day, what the Eibishter will wants, what the Hashem puts in his heart, the Atzis Hashem, that the Hashem puts in the person's heart to do, he sakum, that's what will end up being happening. And it's called Eitz over here because Hashem is putting it in the person's heart. The Rebbe Rebunim from Peshitsko used to ask, it's partial that Hashem's Eitz will be the sky and not the person's Eitz. What is the Navi telling us over here? Atzis Hashem he sakum. Would somebody think otherwise, that it would be the Eitz of the person that would be the Sakum, that would be the one that goes? So the Rabbi Rebunim explained this to be that not only is the Eitz of Hashem the one that survives, the one that happens, but it's more than that, that whatever people do, it ends up bringing the Eitz of Hashem to fruition. We think we're doing it because we have our own plans and it will help further our agenda. But at the end of the day, anything that we do in this world will be to bring the Eitz of Hashem to fruition, to fulfillment, that it's come out the Eitz of Hashem the way Hashem wanted it to be. And Baal Leib goes with a similar mahalik, and he brings many examples for this, that somebody wants to do something, to do what he wants, and it comes out to do something the exact opposite, but it comes out to do what Hashem wants from him. He says, like the Achi Yosef, they sold Yosef to Mitzrayim, so he shouldn't be able to be a melech on them. But through selling him to Mitzrayim, his gufa brought him in to being melech on them. Haman built a tree to hang Mordechai on it. He thought he was fulfilling his eitz of destroying Mordechai, but really it brought the eitz of Hashem, Atzis Hashem, that Haman was hung on this. Or he says in the famous story of Yosef by Kishabis, that this guy saw to the stargazers, that is the possessions were going to be Yosef Maker Shabbos. So he sold all his possessions and he bought some stones and he put it in his hat. And a wind came and blew it in and it went into a fish. And Yosef Maker Shabbos bought the fish and he got it. So we see all these stories. This guy, he did what he could to prevent Yosef Maker Shabbos from getting his money. And at the end of the day, all the actions that he took actually enabled him and brought to the Eitz of Hashem, though Hashem wanted the Eitz of Maker Shabbos to get the money. And it brings many more examples that we see in Tanakh and Chazal of this concept, that we want to do many different things for our own reasons and for our own plans, but at the end of the day, whatever we do brings to the Eitz of Hashem. It brings out the Eitz of Hashem, that the Eitz of Hashem should come to fruition, that it should come to completion, the Eitz of Hashem and everything that we do, even though we're doing it for our own thoughts, for reasons that we want. At the end of the day, what they're doing is they're enabling the Eitz of Hashem to come to fruition, and through our actions that we have other intent for, comes out the what Hashem wanted it for other reasons.